Yeah, I don't know what to do about that, you know, because even though they're teaching it in the schools, then it becomes like a school subject. And
Well, children are children, you know.
I guess that's right.
After they're older, I was telling my grandson, it's too bad that he can't sit in on this, because he could really show his father up, because his father can sing and say all the words correctly, but he doesn't know the meaning of all of it.
It's almost like that Japanese sisters, they sing and only they can't hardly talk English, but can sing and the words there, they're playing.
You didn't get your hair cut.
Oh, she's busy. They had a pipe trouble, a water trouble there.
Same as Mary Jo.
So I had to look around for Wilbur to get him down there.
Oh.
She was trying to fix it to herself. She can't do it.
Where's Bill?
Fishing, I guess.
Oh. My daughter at the restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
She cuts his hair.
I thought your brother was the barber.
He is. He is, but he won't be in the shop until tonight.
Oh.
We want to get all squared away before tonight so that we just pick up our suitcases and go in the morning.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Big trip. Yeah. Well, I have a couple things that I want to go through today. So this is the last day I'll just be going through random words, I think.
Okay.
And, I'm doing this because there's just a few more spellings that I want to get straight.
Mm.
And then I have a few patterns to ask you. Those are horrible things, but I need them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to get into some more interesting things. And today I thought a little later we'd talk about the words relating to time, like year and month and
mm-hmm.
things like that. So, see, if I wanted to say, I am sitting up on a rock. Maybe I better cue you for this one. T'quas. What would that mean?
T'quas is sitting on anything.
Sitting on anything, okay.
Mm-hmm. You'd have to say that you were sitting on a rock if you
Oh, I see. You'd have to say a rock afterwards
mm-hmm.
then. T'quas.
T'quas.
T'quas. Yeah, my
T'quas.
T'quas.
That's sitting on anything.
Okay. If I was sitting on the beach?
That'd be the same thing.
Mm.
Almost the same.
T'quis?
T'quis.
Yeah.
That'd be the beach.
Yeah.
T'quis.
T'quis. Boy, my throat won't work today. And if you're sitting on the ground?
T'quis.
Okay, yeah, I see the difference there. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. That's interesting. There's not much difference between quas and quas, sitting up and sitting on the ground. A
mm.
Wet spot on the beach?
Good question. At the end part of the beach?
No. Kadad paso, paso, what? He dodges to sabbat, paso, wet spot.
Telas.
Well, that refers to the road, too.
Oh, to the road, too?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Telas is just wherever dampness is, you know.
Oh, I see, on the ground, kind
mm-hmm.
of. Oh.
Ground or...
It wouldn't refer to a spot of water on the table.
No.
Telas, you'd say, if it was on the table. Telas, you'd say, telas. Is the correct word for outside here on the road. T'elas.
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 Huh. What about for the table you said you'd say T'elas?
T'elas.
What about a face? What faith?
What faith? Jesus.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. What about a dry face?
Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus. Okay.
It's, Jesus.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I see what I was saying wrong. A dry spot on the ground, like we went through wet spot, maybe? Ooh-ees.
No, that refers to the beach.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Ooh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Ooh, yeah, that's really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, that squares me away on that.
Mm-hmm.
A word for grandparent.
Grandparent. The dicks refers to both grandmother and grandfather. The dicks.
The dad dicks. That's for both at once,
mm-hmm.
right? What about one of them alone?
The dicks.
Okay, the dicks.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one was
the dicks. Mm-hmm.
We got younger sibling the other day, that was you quicks.
Mm-hmm.
What if there was, you wanted to talk about both of them at once, both of your brothers at once?
Hachups. Kayachup. How do you say that?
I don't know how to say that either. I never did use that word.
Hachups. Hachups.
Gee, that's long.
Isn't that all?
That's a long one.
Chips.
You can say it or Hayachup six. Either way. Hayachup six. Hachup six subadaxis. Sis. That's my brothers.
Hayachup six.
Subadaxis.
Subedaxis. What would the Yuyukwits mean?
The younger.
Oh, two of the younger ones.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Your mother's brother or your mother's sister?
Uncle. Hadax.
Hadax. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hadax.
What's your Hadax?
Uncle.
Yeah, uncle, right?
Uncle or aunt.
Uh-huh.
Either one.
What about both of them?
Hadax. Mm-hmm.
How do you say thank you to somebody?
Ushuyak shout. That means thank you.
Ushuyaksh
alt.
Alt. Alt. Does that mean I thank you specifically?
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, okay.
Mm-hmm.
What would that mean if you said,
Katikshit is referring to in a gathering, if you stand and give a speech to the host.
Oh, I see. At the party the other night, people were thinking that would refer to that. Oh, I see. Okay.
Katikshit, that means katikshit.
Beargrass?
Kastelis.
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 Tadis. Okay. Kastelis.
Kastelis.
Kastelis. Kastelis.
Kastelis.
Kastelis. Okay. Cottonwood?
I don't know what to get for cottonwood.
I have it here. I have to stop and think about it for the hard one. Beetsock pop. Beetsock pop. Beetsock pop. I guess maybe you don't have it. Or else.
Would that be Beetsock pop?
I guess that's the way it's trying to sound.
Is that a word that you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. If I dropped this on the floor and it got broken, what would you say?
If it got broken?
Uh-huh.
If anything got broken?
Yeah.
Well, there's a word for if you dropped a dish on the floor, you'd say kitshil. If it was a dish.
That's close to what I was. Okay, let me get that again.
Kits. Kits.
Okay.
Kitshil.
Kits.
If it was a dish and it fell on the floor and broke.
Okay. What would kashit be?
Kashit.
Yeah.
To break.
Just to break anything.
That's rope.
Oh, a rope? Oh, okay. He didn't have that bailed. Those are important things. I think you should have those. A sheet. Okay. Beaver? Yes.
Katow.
Katow.
Okay. A lake?
Kauk.
Ook. Ook.
Ook.
Ook.
Ook.
Ook. Okay.
Ook.
Ook.
Kauk.
Kauk. Okay, now, was that right? I don't believe you. Kauk. I've never said it right that fast yet.
Kauk.
Okay. Kauk. Okay, I guess that's fairly close.
Kauk.
I can't even say what I have written down. What's the word for ocean?
Ocean?
I don't know, Hidachak Dresh.
Hidachak? Is that the ocean?
Yeah.
To Asak Dresh.
There's two ways or three ways. When I put person is drowned, they say top aiege. Doesn't it say salt water? He died of salt water, you might say in English. Top aiege.
Drowned.
But he was drowned.
But you want the ocean. He dachucked.
He dachucked.
He dachucked. That's when somebody's out on the ocean.
Okay, let me try it. He dachucked. He dachucked.
He dachucked.
He dachucked.
He
dachucked.
He
dachucked.
Yeah.
He dachucked. Did I say that right? Hidachakid?
Yeah, well, that's one way. That's right, Hidachakid.
You just say Hidachakid, and I say Hidachakid.
Well, you're right then.
Well, we have to get this right. Hidachakid.
Dick.
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 Dick. Okay, now I have to think about what I'm doing with dick. Dick. Okay, it's not. It's.
Dick.
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 Dachuk dick.
That's ocean, huh? Now I'm going to go through some really awful stuff. This is schoolwork. I'm going to take the verb see, to see. How do you say to see, first of all?
To see?
Uh-huh. Like, for example, I see you.
Das seht doch. I see you.
Okay.
Das seht doch.
Das
sieht so.
Das sieht so.
Sieht so.
So. Das sieht so. It means I see.
Mm-hmm.
I see him.
Das Tita. Huh?
I see you?
No.
I see him.
I see him.
Oh.
Das Tita. Would that be correct? I see you.
No, that's your seat. That's your
seat?
Wouldn't that be right?
I see him washing.
I think that there are lots of different ways to say
there,
it.
There are.
Yeah, because there are different different times involved and things like that.
Different occasions.
Then if you were telling me that you saw Roger on the street, you'd say the chosh.
Okay, I'll that one is good.
Dutch os, Roger, you'd say. Dutch os.
That's I saw him.
Mm-hmm.
Now let me try it. Dutch os.
Mm-hmm.
What? The last one, when I said I see you, we had that in more or less the present tense. How would I say I saw you?
That you all should see it. That's past tense. You're sorry.
That
you all should see it.
So. Okay. That's off it sich so.
That's near enough.
Sich zuch.
Dutch Ossetic Zog.
See.
Dutch Ossetic Zog.
Oh, okay, I had an extra sound in there. Dutch Ossetic Zog.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we are. You see him.
You. Sowa.
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 Oh, that's you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How do I say you see him?
Dasakak.
Dasakak.
That's are you? Did you see?
Uh huh. Okay. Dasakak.
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 Kak.
Kak.
That means do you see?
Dasakak.
Dasakak.
Do you see? And you see me.
Das it is,
huh? Mm-hmm. Das it is. Das it is.
You see me.
Told you this was going to be horrible. Das it is.
Das it is.
He sees him?
You
You go back then.
You see me.
Okay, that's okay. Now, how about, Das Itzis is you see me.
Mm-hmm.
What about if I want to say, if you were telling, for example, Mrs. Barker when she was here that he saw me, he sees him.
Dutch Oswald did that. Then she would mention your name. Roger saw you.
Dutch Oswald. Dutch Oswald.
Mm-hmm. Then you'd say their name after that, whoever he saw.
Okay. Dutch Oswald Bob.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He saw me? I tell you, he saw me.
Dutch Oswald. Is that correct?
Dutch Ossetic.
If you saw him, you'd say Dutch Ossetic Bob.
Uh-huh.
Dutch Ossetic.
Okay, that's what you would.
Well, he would say if he saw you.
Okay, Dutch Ossetic.
Dutch Ossetic.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's really involved.
I'm trying to figure out who said it to whom. What would that mean in English? Dutch Ossetic. He would say to you.
He'd say to me, Dutch Ossetic Bob Johnson. I saw Bob Johnson.
Okay, I saw him. Okay, yeah, right, okay. Draw an arrow up there. Boy, this is getting confusing. I shouldn't have started this. We saw him?
Dutch Ossetic. That means Roger and I both saw.
Okay. Dutch Ossetic.
Mm-hmm.
We saw you.
Dutch Ossetic.
Dutch Ossetic.
Ditzog.
Oh, I see. Dutch Oss. Dutch Ossetic.
Ditzog.
Ditzog. He saw us.
Dutch Ossetic what to do.
Dutch Dutch os.
Dutch os dit wat te doen.
Dutch os dit wat te doen.
Dutch os dit wat te doen. You're putting in an extra S there.
Okay, there isn't an S after.
Oh.
Dutch os.
Dutch os dit wat te doen.
Dutch os dit wat te doen.
That's you saw the both of us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're talking about somebody else, though. They say, I saw them.
Mm-hmm.
What would that mean? What would that be? I saw them.
I saw them?
Yes.
Dutch os dit saw.
Dutch of it saw.
Sash. Sash. Sash.
Okay. Dutch of it saw.
Dutch of it saw.
Dutch of it saw. Yeah, well, we can stop that now, I think. Okay, now we get into the more interesting part. I better check my tape, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
It's still alright. Year.
Year.
A lot of these words won't correspond exactly, I think, because they didn't use the same time system as we have now.
Shachar, it's year, isn't it, Roger? That means this year.
This year.
Shachar, it's.
Shachar.
It's.
It's.
Last year is Tlaokach. You're not gonna like these so much.
Oh, I kinda like these. They're fun. They're challenging. Tlaokach.
Tlaokach.
Wait, did I say
that? No. Yeah. Tlaokach. That's last year. Tlaokach.
Tlaokach.
And then when you say next year, you say the same thing, but you say Tlaokach. That means next year.
Okay, let me try that one. Tlaok etch chelik.
Tlaok etch chelik.
Tlaok.
You say that the K is tla.
Tla.
Tlaok etch chelik.
Tlaok etch
chelik.
Chelik. Am I right in the middle part here when I say tlaok itz, or is it tlaok itz?
Tlaok itz.
Okay.
It's not a bad one.
Yeah. No, I have one more thing to figure out there, whether that's got rounding or not. So, is it tlaok, or is it tlaok?
Tlaok.
Okay. That's real clear though. That's next year, huh?
Tlaok itz chelik.
That's next year.
It's next year.
That's very interesting. I don't know what's going on there, but... Are there any other years that you could...
Seasons.
Oh, sure, yeah. I forgot about those.
Mm-hmm.
What seasons do you...
Spring is Akshit.
Akshit.
Mm-hmm.
Akshit. Okay.
And summer is Tupach.
I'm going to have to get that one again.
Tupach.
Tupached.
No, Tupach.
Oh. Tupach. Okay. That was summer, you said?
Mm-hmm, summer.
Uh-huh.
Autumn.
Mm-hmm.
Quiet.
Quiet.
Mm-hmm. Quiet. You got that one real
quiet.
Right now.
Is that related to the name of the beach out there? Quiet? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Just so it won't be seen.
Yeah.